This is episode 2434 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day three of our series this week. This week, our theme is an important one, and it's one that you may notice the world could benefit from, and that is improving your emotional intelligence. All around us, we see examples of how not to respond to stressful situations. And we especially notice this in the news. I think if you look around your world, you might find that people are experiencing more stress as we continue life during a pandemic. So when you are tempted to respond to stress in a way that's not so productive, think twice. In fact, that is your challenge this week. Your challenge is to think twice before responding to stress in a way that's going to spiral you or others downward. And take the high road. And as you do this, I want to share a little research with you. I'm also going to be guiding you in a breathing technique in today's meditation. When you calm your breath, you're able to calm your emotional state. I want to share with you also that one way to do this is by making sure that when you meditate, your body is very comfortable. In fact, I recommend that if you sit on the floor, on a chair, or on your bed, prop your hips up with a cushion, sitting on the edge of a cushion. You'll notice that this rolls your hips forward, taking pressure off your spine, but most importantly, it allows you to keep your spine nice and neutral. And you're able to be more alert as you meditate. You won't slump forward, which tends to happen when you sit for a while, even for a short while when you meditate. And this is so important that, in fact, learning how to sit properly encompassed an entire day of my meditation teacher training. And to help you do this, I am often asked my favorite meditation cushion, and it is from a company called mindfulandmodern.com. You may remember a few weeks ago the interview with one of the co-founders of this mindfulness-based company, Nick. He shared the entire theme for the week and selected all the meditation techniques for you. You can go back and listen to that series called Unlock Your Hidden Potential. And if you would like an incredibly comfortable cushion to help you meditate better and longer, Mindful and Modern's cushions are produced with 100% cotton batting inside or a natural buckwheat whole. That's my favorite. I have a rectangular cushion that I sit on to pad my heels and knees, and also a round buckwheat whole stuffed cushion that I sit on. You can receive a generous discount of 15% off your total purchase when you enter the code MEDITATEDAILY at mindfulandmodern.com. That's MINDFUL and modern, MODERN.com. Again, the code is MEDITATEDAILY. So now, as you get ready to be guided using today's breathing technique, I want to share with you a little insight regarding how to improve your emotional intelligence. And this has to do with realizing that when you react to anything, whether you're uplifted and excited, or you're feeling down or stressed or anxious, it takes energy. So Preserve your energy for what matters most. This is hard to remember during the moment, but if you create a little system in your mind for yourself when you're stressed, you'd be surprised at how frequently you fall back on this system. It's like a reference point to managing stress. Just as with any emergency, when you think about how to prevent it, then when you're in that stressful moment, you don't have to think so much. You automatically have a plan. So think about how important it is to respond to a certain stress trigger when it comes your way, or even something that you're experiencing ongoing, maybe for days and weeks. It's not necessarily something that suddenly happened. And then give this stress a rating. Use a 3-tier rating system to determine how important this stress is to the overall picture in your life. Now, you might be undergoing some pretty extreme stress, and in that case, you would give it a one being the most important focus. So that would mean that you spend a little less time on different things in your life because you want to give your full focus and attention to helping you manage and transition out of this stress. So if you find that there are stressors that come up in the day and you lash out at the person who cut you off in traffic or the slow cashier in the line at the grocery store or whatever it might be, that might be a stressor that is a 3. It would require too much bandwidth to stress out over these minor situations that will pass soon enough. They may irritate you, but not enough to the point where you want to spend your valuable energy on this kind of a stressor. So you'll have stressors such as maybe somebody who's rude to you on a regular basis, and that might be a 2. You might rate that as a 2. It bothers you. Can you avoid it? Maybe. Can you overcome it? Yeah, you could probably think of a way to manage it. So that might be a 2. So rate your stress, and this will allow you to decide when you want to expend your valuable, precious energy to manage different stressors in your life. So go ahead now and settle yourself down as you get ready to do the breathing technique today. As you sit up straight, close your eyes, gently elevating them to the point between your eyebrows. This uplifts your energy. And begin to notice where you're harboring stress right now. Name any tension or stress or any mood, even your uplifting moods. Name the mood you're in. Now I invite you to reflect on a situation in your life that causes you stress. Even something in your life that you occasionally encounter that you know causes you stress and you'd like to be able to manage it better. When you're reflecting on this stress, notice your breath. Your breath is interconnected with your emotional state. So as you slow down your breath, you'll notice your stress level begin to calm down. So try this now as you visualize yourself managing the next stressful situation you feel you might experience. With your spine straight, inhale slowly. Now, as you inhale a vision of peace. When it feels right to exhale compassion for the situation you're in, for yourself, and for others. Exhale compassion towards someone who might be causing you stress. Inhale peace. Exhale compassion. Continue with this breath, doing it for several rounds, remembering that this can be what you fall back on when you encounter stress. You are so worth slowing down for.